Matt was, at this very moment, sitting in the bathtub in the back of the model barbershop. He had finished his bath, but he had stayed in the tub until the hot water began to cool, remaining there because it was relaxing to a body that was sore from several days of being in the saddle, as well as sleeping on the ground.
Sir, you can't go in there. I told you, the bathing room is occupied.
Get the hell out of my way or I'll shoot you too.
Quickly, Matt stepped out of the tub, then moved over into the corner where he pulled his pistol from the holster. The door of the bathing room was pushed open and a man stepped inside.
You son of a bitch, I'm gonna kill you! Where the hell are you, son of a bitch? Huh?
I'm over here.
Barber, would you get the deputy, please?
Tentatively, the barber looked into the room and saw Matt standing naked in the corner, holding his pistol on the intruder.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jensen. I'll get him right away.
Doing a balancing act and passing his gun from hand to hand, Matt pulled on a pair of pants.
You want to tell me why you were trying to kill me?
You mean you don't know?
How am I supposed to know? I never saw you before 1 minute ago when you barged in here shooting. What's your name?
The name is Barlow. Braxton Barlow.
Why were you trying to kill me, Braxton Barlow?
Them two men you killed on the road today was my brothers.
Were you with them?
No. I wouldn't just ride off and leave my brothers like that.
Who said anything about anyone riding off?
Nobody. I heard people talking.
I see. Well, Barlow, when you go into the business of stagecoach robbing, you have to be prepared to take the consequences. And more times than not, those consequences could mean getting yourself killed.
A short time earlier, Mayor Trout requested Deputy Wash Prescott to take a walk with him and talk.
Now, Wash, you have been the only stabilizing influence in our town. You've been a deputy for nearly 2 years now, and every marshal we've had has spoken very highly of you. It seems to me like the most logical thing you could do would be to assume the position of marshal. Oh, and how about this? I'll have the city council approve a new salary for you. You'll be making more than any marshal this town has ever had.
What good is more money if I'm dead? I'm satisfied with being the deputy.
Well, if you think about it, you are the titular marshal now. You just aren't being paid for it.
I'm the what? What does titties have to do with being a marshal?
Never mind. What I'm saying is, with young Devery Pruitt dead, you are the acting marshal.
I'm not trying to get out of that. I'll be an acting marshal for you, but only till you get a real marshal.
Prescott and Trout spun quickly to see where the gunshots came from.
The barber shop?
Prescott saw Earl Cook, the barber, hurrying toward him.
Deputy Prescott, come quick!
What is Cook? You ain't planning on getting me into no gunfight now, are you? I'm just a deputy, remember?
No, it ain't nothing like that. Mr. Jensen, he's already got the fella captured.
What fella you talking about?
The fella that tried to kill him. That's the fella I'm talking about.
You ain't making no sense at all.
You don't have to be worrying about nothing. All you have to do is put the fella in jail. Like I said, Jensen has him captured, and he isn't even armed.
All right, hold your horses. I didn't say I wasn't coming.
Matt wasn't able to put on any more clothes than his pants because he had to keep an eye on Brax Barlow.
Hello?
We're back here.
Is everything all right?
If you mean, am I still holding him prisoner, the answer is yes. Come get him now so I can get dressed.
The deputy stepped into the room with his gun drawn.
Who you got?
He says his name is Barlow. He and his brothers were the ones who tried to hold up the coach today.
Is that a fact? Well, Mr. Barlow, I reckon you just chose the wrong town to mess with. Come on, let's go!
Prescott waved his pistol to signal Barlow to follow him.
I'll be down later to sign a statement for you if you want.
What kind of statement? What you mean?
Won't you need a statement as to how he came in here and tried to kill me?
Oh, yeah. I guess so. You can come down in time.